Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's question came via an Instagram direct message, and the ask was for ideas about getting outside as the weather gets colder and wetter. This is a perfect question, of course, since I live in an area with four seasons. Actually, I have always lived in an area with four seasons. And between having kids and having a dog, most of whom seem relatively unflappable in the face of inclement weather, it really has meant that I need to get more flexible about getting outside, which is a good thing, honestly, because yay, outside. We all need more fresh air, right? Now, although this was not an ask specifically about exercise, I thought it would be helpful to share a couple of episodes related to that. The first is another quick mini edit where I answered a listener question about identifying the best time to exercise. And second is another mini edit inspired by a listener question called Movement Routine Reboot. And I'm sharing these because getting outside, you might be able to triangulate with enjoying some movement. So all of these things are related. And then I also wanted to recommend a recent episode, another mini edit related to micro wellness tweaks. And the reason I wanted to share that is because I talk about a hot drink that I've started making on the regular that will not only support immune wellness during this very chilly and raw season, and possibly put some hairs on your chest after a cold outing. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out StoryWorth. StoryWorth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, StoryWorth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, StoryWorth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her StoryWorth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, StoryWorth is a great gift between a parent and kid, In this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. My first recommendation is pretty basic level, but really important, and it is related to gear. Obviously, for cold weather, I think it's better to be overdressed than underdressed, and a jacket is an obvious thing, but I wanted to point out here that I find when I'm out that making sure I'm all set with the extremities is really, really crucial to my comfort. So for me, that means a hat, something around my neck, and then gloves. Also in the gear department, I wanted to call out footwear, because I shared about this in my November Micro Delights episode, but I learned about the shoe company Vessi actually through this podcast. They sponsor this show, and their waterproof footwear has actually changed my life. I think I didn't realize how miserable I was about being outside with wet feet until my feet weren't wet anymore. And I have both sneakers and a couple of boot styles of their shoes, and they are fantastic. So if you want to give them a try, go to vessi.com/edit. That's vessi.com/edit and use code edit and you can get 15% off your order, which is pretty great. Second, I encourage you to explore a new activity. One thing we realized when we started skiing as a family many years back is that winter all of a sudden became way more fun when you have a fun activity that provides anchors and shape to the season. Now, I totally understand that skiing can be prohibitive based on cost and also where you live. So I encourage you to think about other activities that would feel fun but have a low barrier to entry. So for example, maybe an outdoor skating rink or trying snowshoeing if you can do rentals fairly inexpensively or winter hiking. I definitely recommend checking out the recreation department for whatever town or city you live in, because they usually offer programming all through the year. And certainly our city does that, which is a great resource. Another recommendation is a little bit more of both a mindset shift plus using your animal or kid, if you have either or both of those, as inspiration. I have found that having a very playful dog has definitely changed my perspective on being outside. Basically, if his Frisbee is on offer, he does not care one bit what the weather is like. And on a recent very rainy weekend, in the morning, I was like, I'm just going to embrace this rain and get wet too. I had a rain jacket. It was actually pretty warm that day, so it was just very wet. So I had my rain jacket. I had my Vessi shoes, so my extremities were fine. And I just let myself get wet throwing that Frisbee other than my feet and my torso, and it actually felt kind of liberating. And then finally, I recommend coordinating your outdoor activity with meeting up with a friend. I was actually reminded of this over the summer on an absurdly hot day, like close to 100 degrees, I think, where my friend Kristen and I decided to brave the heat and meet up anyway because we had already planned a walk. And aside from having to wipe my brow a lot, I have aggressive sweating problems, I will admit, the heat didn't bother me at all because I was getting to catch up with a good friend. I hope this was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.